Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Dini. Member of Parliament Lok Sabha S. Sipongmerin Jamier has raised pressing concerns about environmental degradation, climate change and the need for a dedicated policy to preserve India's vital mountain ecosystems, including the Himalayan range. Addressing the House yesterday, the MP called for a dedicated policy to preserve the Himalayan range, including Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Jammu and Kashmir, Uttar Pradesh and all northeastern states. Mr. Jamier emphasized that India cannot rely solely on modern technology to tackle pollution, deforestation and water scarcity. He proposed the creation of a specialized department or policy framework to protect mountain ecosystems and ensure equitable development.
To preserve the Himalayan mountain range, along with the Himachal, Uttar Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Uttarakhand, and all the Northeast states have appropriate treatments, so that if we can bring a policy, to have a policy or a create a cell or a department, it will save our environments.
Highlighting a key issue in national funding, Mr. Jamier urged the upcoming 16th Finance Commission to revise its population-based allocation model, noting that hilly regions with low populations often receive inadequate support. The Naga People's Front, NPF, has expressed deep concern over what it describes as an insidious threat posed by the unchecked and growing presence of illegal immigrants in Nagaland. The party stated that districts such as Peren, Dimapur, Newland, Wokham, Mokokchung, Longleng and Mon, all bordering Assam, have been particularly affected. According to the NPF, the influx, particularly of immigrants from Bangladesh, has reached an alarming scale and is rapidly altering the state's demographic landscape. The party warned that many immigrants are allegedly securing land, running businesses and enrolling as voters using forged documents. Calling it a threat to indigenous rights and identity, the NPF demanded strict enforcement of the Inner Line Permit, ILP, and the strengthening of border control mechanisms. While emphasizing that the issue should not be viewed through communal or religious lenses, the NPF reiterated its commitment to defending the land, identity and political future of the Naga people. The party also called on civil society, political leaders and the public to unite and act urgently to address the growing menace of illegal immigration. The present Additional Chief Secretary and Finance Commissioner of Nagaland, Sentiyangar Imchan, has been appointed as the next Chief Secretary of the state. A report from our correspondent.
Mr. Sentiyangar Imchan will assume office as the state's top bureaucrat with effect from tomorrow. An official notification issued by the Department of Personnel and Administrative Reforms stated that he will take charge following the superannuation of the incumbent Chief Secretary, Dr. J. Alam, today. Mr. Imchan is expected to hold the post until January 2027 before his retirement upon attaining the age of 60 years. Karhar, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Governor of Nagaland, La Ganesan, and Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo have extended greetings to the Chang community on the occasion of the Naknyolam festival. In his message, Governor Ganesan said that Naknyolam, celebrated with deep cultural and spiritual significance, symbolizes the triumph of light over darkness and embodies the spirit of unity, peace and prosperity. He stated that it is a time to honor age-old traditions, strengthen bonds within the community and seek blessings for a harmonious future. Wishing everyone a joyful and meaningful Naknyolam celebration, the governor expressed hope that the festival will inspire all to preserve the rich heritage and promote mutual respect among all communities. Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo, in his Naknyolam greetings, described the festival as one that celebrates the triumph of good over evil and light over darkness. Dr. Ryo wished that the celebration brings blessings of good health and strengthen unity and goodwill among all. Rajya Sabha MP S. Pangnon Konyak also extended warm greetings to the Chang community on the occasion, wishing that the festival continues to promote peace, unity and the triumph of light over darkness. And the 35th Nagaland Taekwondo Championship 2025 Come Under 14 Catch Them Young Tournament commenced in Longleng with a total of 486 participants. Speaking at the inaugural event, Advisor for Information Technology and Communication and Economic and Statistics, H. Sechongkyu Sangtam, encouraged youth to pursue their passion in sports or any field of interest. He assured that the government is ready to support those who are dedicated and committed. The tournament is organized by the All Nagaland Taekwondo Association in collaboration with the Directorate of Youth Resources and Sports Nagaland and is hosted by the Longleng District Taekwondo Association. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.